7. Out of madness and into insanity. Caecaltus feels his master ease his will. The pain ebbs. The shame will never go away. 39 of the proconsul's company are dead. The rest sprawl, trembling. Some are too broken in mind or body to continue. If you can rise and stand with me, rise now. Caecaltus hauls himself to his feet. 27 others claw their way slowly upright. They cannot look at the master of mankind. Such is their abject remorse. Caecaltus feels his lord reach out with mindsight and scan each of them, blink fast. Caecaltus feels it wash across him. The scan hunts for lies, for lingering deceit, for the smudges of remaining implanted treachery. There is none. The custodes have regained their grip, though none will ever be the same again. Take up your arms. They obey. Caecaltus looks at the rest of the Heteron company, those who have not risen, who cannot get up. He feels another tremble of psychanic power as his master extends a small measure of grace to each, a final soothing thought to ease their suffering. Then the master of mankind ends them, quickly and without pain, a needle of will to each that triggers a cataclysmic intracerebral hemorrhage and instant death. The lights flicker, stuttering the embarkation deck between twilight and sickly glare in a fitful pulse. Proconsul. Caecaltus walks with his master between gilded corpses towards the main hatch. The 27 companions follow them. Caecaltus checks his sensoria and comms. But from Dawn and Sanguinius and the Captain General, or any of the warriors in the companies with them, there is no answer. Only the low and threatening crackle of the warp, like wood burning in a grate. They should all be here, but they are not. The Emperor and his depleted company face the hatch. The Lord of Terror takes hold of its 6-ton adamantine mass with his mind and crumples it like metal foil. He lifts it from its frame and tosses it aside. Through the shredded portal ahead of them, they see the hallways of the vengeful spirit. To his left, Caecaltus hears companion Estrael shudder and moan as his mind submits. The Emperor quickly administers a needle of will to stroke Estrael out and end his torment. The companion falls to the deck. Caecaltus continues to gaze at what lies ahead of them, trying to reconcile what he sees without losing his grip on his own injured sanity. Now this is the hell his master was expecting.